Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It is the pink after Liverpool have been beaten 1-0 by London City Lionesses. I am Neil Atkinson, and with me I've got John Gibbons, Emma Sanders, Amy Lawrence and Philippa Smallwood to talk this one through. Ultimately, Philippa, Liverpool weren't very good. They weren't very good first half. They were a little bit better second half, but they lose the second half by virtue of the penalty that is conceded. It was not that good a performance from the Reds. There's no sugarcoating this. There's no nice way to go about it. Liverpool weren't at it as we'd hope.
No, I mean, as you've mentioned there, I thought we were better second half. But it's just disappointing for me because I felt it was like 80 minutes before we even like created anything of any note where we looked like we could possibly get back into the game. And I don't like making excuses for players, and I'm not going to sugarcoat what we just watched there. That was really, really disappointing. I expected a lot more from us. I expected us to be at the races from the first whistle. I expected us to put them under pressure, and for me, we just didn't do that. We looked very tentative. We gave the ball away countless times. We just didn't look as sure on the ball as what they did for me, and I don't know. I'm struggling to find positives out of it, to be honest.
My main positive, John, and you've got to be careful how you phrase this, is I actually felt every substitution made Liverpool a bit better. Like, one of the things that I took from the game was that every single time there was a replacement, I thought, well, that it literally looks like it's both gone up in that position and it's also gone up for the collective. That's a bit of a sad state of affairs, really, what with the way in which substitutions work. You tend to do them in the second half, so we didn't get to see that much of those players. And, you know, from a Liverpool point of view, it just was nowhere near sharp enough, given the fact that it was a really big crowd in as well.
Yeah, I was really down on 60-70 and thinking about that big crowd and thinking, oh, I just hope people come back, because it was such a big crowd coming to watch this team today, and then the team didn't deliver, and that's really frustrating. But the subs who come on did really well, and I thought Dean, you know, imposed herself really well. She looks really
great.
Good forward, And I hope she starts. Ashley Hodgson had really good purpose about her, and I just thought at least she looked like she cared, you know what I mean? She looked like she was putting it in. She was, you know, so there was a lot of purpose about her play. Raza's a superstar, and I'm really surprised she didn't start, because she's got so much character about her, and I really like her. And I thought all the subs did really well, and so I wouldn't be surprised to see three or four changes next week to the starting lineup. And listen, Matt Beard's come in, you know, we know his pedigree, we know what he's done at Liverpool and what he's done elsewhere. He's a good manager, he'll get it right, but he's still learning about this team, and I think he's learned a lot today. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if there's a lot of changes next week, because I thought the subs, they didn't just look better, they looked like they were just into it more, do you know what I mean? They looked like they were just putting in more, and you know, that's not a great, you know, It's not a great thing to say about the people who started, but you know, in terms of the ones who come on, you know, to praise them, you know, they had a lot about their play, and I thought, you know, I felt better on 90 than I did on 70, put it that way.
Yeah, Amy, Liverpool to me looked like they lacked boldness in that first 45, and that's a frustrating thing to watch. They looked just, they weren't compact. Every player looked like, even just completing the pass was really hard. It was a distance away. They looked disconnected from one another, and that does improve a little bit as the game wears on. But by the time the game wears on, it's 1-0, and it's another game that is left being frustrated from a Liverpool point of view.
100%. We were saying when we were sat there that it felt like it was a game from last season again. Like I was watching the same game on repeat from however many times it happened last season. I think the opening 10 was fine. I think we were quite aggressive, quite attacking. And then obviously the closing 10 to 15 was a lot better as well. But that in between was just dead. It didn't feel like anything was happening. I think everyone looked a little bit shaky on the ball. I think I used an analogy when we were set there that it felt like the ball was a hot potato and everyone was just trying to float it around, not actually get it down, run at them, knock behind. It didn't really feel like the game had some sort of plan. Whereas you knew what London City's plan was to get us on the counter-attack. Whereas ours, it just didn't feel like we had that methodology in the play. It just felt like we just had the ball, getting rid of it, trying to move them around, but they were keeping up with us. We weren't losing them in anything. It was just a really lacklustre performance for me.
Clarity and purpose, Emma, as Amy's sort of saying there. That was what I find frustrating. I don't like 4-1-4-1 as a formation in any football, really, because I think you end up with that second four at times not offering enough in either direction. It's a really nuanced thing to try to do. I was watching that first half, and these are good players, by the way, the players I'm about to name. You know, I'm looking at Furness, who we've seen in the past have a lot of clarity of purpose. I couldn't work out, is she meant to be supplementing the attack, or is she meant to be supporting the midfield? Cairns, which way is she meant to be going there? You've got Lawley in there as well. What exactly is the purpose? And to me, that's the thing with 4-1-4-1. I either want a 4-3-3 where people are right up on the wide forwards are right up on the defensive line, or alternatively a 4-4-2 where there's at least someone who's stood next to the other forward who's able to be close and compact there. The thing with 4-1-4-1 is everyone gets lost, and those four, that middle four for Liverpool, for me, they were entirely lost.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. I actually, that was probably my biggest takeaway from that, was that I struggled to find the identity in this Matt Beard side today. And that's probably my biggest concern going forward, is that I didn't really see what he was trying to implement, and whether that was down to the formation, the personnel, everything really. I didn't really see much of a Matt Beard character in this side, and that was, yeah, like I said, that was my biggest disappointment. But we've just heard from Rachel Furness post-match, and she highlighted Niamh Fahey as a player who came on and made a difference, and I really agree with that, because I actually think when she came on in that sort of defensive midfield role, she did have a purpose, and that was quite clearly to get stuck in, be physical, win those second balls, and try and, you know, speed up that transition between the midfield and the forwards. And I think that's what Liverpool lacked for certainly the entirety of the first half. And it probably only came in the last 10-15 minutes of the game, which is too late.
Just on that, Emma, for me, Kerry Holland grows in stature through the game.
Yeah, I agree.
So she's one who, she was in the 4-1-4-1, she starts the game, she's wide midfield at the start of that sort of that game. And for me, she finds her way through the game quite markedly, I would have thought. Whereas there's other people got substituted, but my point would be, why is she so much stronger and so much more prevalent in the football match last 10 than she is all the way before then?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I think that for me was partly because of the influence of Niamh actually coming on and sort of taking away a bit of that work off the ball that just wasn't being done. And I think that allowed Kerry to push forward a little bit more. And actually, me and Amy both commented on this, that I think when she's central and she gets the ball in central positions, she can have more of an impact, because I think actually when she gets pushed out wide, defenders can use the line to help sort of defend against her as almost like a second defender. Gibbo just smashing the glasses here, but I think when she picks the ball up in space in central areas, she has that space to kind of, you know, roam, and she can be a bit more creative. She can use her power and her athleticism, which I think she did a lot more in the second half. And like I say, for me, that a lot of that came down to the fact that she had Niamh giving her that kind of support from behind.
Mm-hmm. It's, Amy, with a lot of these players today, to be fair to them, in one sense, it's the first time a few of them have played together.
Yeah.
You know, there's things being thrown together right the way through this side. That is worth bearing in mind, but there's just not that much room for manoeuvre. It is 22 league games, and to have failed in the first one, it could well hurt this Liverpool team, I think, over the course of the campaign. But also, they've got to start somewhere, and today would have been great, and they just weren't. For me, there was an intensity that was lacking from certainly in the first hour of the match.
100%. I think today, for me, was probably a must-win in terms of cementing that we want to get promoted sticker on this season and giving a bit of intent to the other teams in the league. Obviously, that's not happened. Matt Beard, after the game, was like,
You spoke to Matt after the game.
Yeah. Me and Emma were there, and we asked him, how many of these can you afford to lose? And he was like, I think previously it would have been less. And, previously it would have been one or two that he'd be able to afford. But he seems to think this season, because it's so competitive, he can afford to lose more games. Now, for me, I don't know how I feel about that comment. I want to be winning every game, and I think that's just a fan's perspective. I don't think we can go and say, oh, it's all right, we lost this one, but we'll win the next one. But it's like, well, or even I've lost this one, I've taken my one pass, I've got two more left. But that, I don't feel like that's how it should work.
Yeah, I that was kind of my initial feeling as well, was I wasn't sure about that reaction from him. Yeah. I kind of almost wanted him to come out and say, absolutely not, we can't afford any more of these results. You know, we should be pushing to win every game. We're Liverpool Football Club. It was a bit of a... No, it's okay, we're allowed a few excuses.
I think he let himself off, but I don't know how that sits.
I didn't like that. So I hope, I don't want us to be going into games thinking, oh well, you know, these teams are competitive. It's not the end of the world if we come away from a draw. No, Liverpool should be going to win every single game. They need to be finishing top of the table. They need promotion. Another season in the Championship is not good enough.
No.
So I was disappointed with that attitude. Yeah.
No, but also one of my points on that, Philippa, might be it may well prove to be more competitive last season. But then everyone said that during last season it would prove to be more competitive. Leicester, when they won the league, they won 16 out of 20. You know, that's...
Yeah.
And for me, I always look back at what worked last season. Leicester won 16 out of 20, but not only did they win 16 out of 20, they scored 54 goals. And I'm a bit like today, I didn't see where Liverpool thought 54 goals are coming from, if you sort of know what I mean.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's what's difficult to see. Is that if I come out of today and go, well, you know what, their keeper, what a worldie, she was incredible, she saved this, she saved that, she saved the other, that's a different conversation. The fact of the matter is, I'm saying that their keeper, she took a couple of crosses and she looked all right, but my God, she was not overexerted.
She didn't have a save to make in that game, and that for me is, it's a concern. You know, we sat here after the Durham game last season and we were disappointed to come away with a draw out of that, and we were saying the same things that, like, Matt Beard has said today about how, you know, we don't need to win every game. But then it proved that actually giving up those points in that first game ended up being like a rucksack on our back that we couldn't shake off. And I'm concerned that it'll be the same this season, that, you know, with every game now, you're going to have even more pressure. You win the first one, you kind of relieve the pressure a little bit.
Yep.
But what we've actually done is we've intensified it. So, like, the next, like, 2-3 games, we have to win them now. Whereas if we'd have won today, you go into the next game, you've got a bit of confidence. You know, there's a bit of a buzz around the club. And, like, now it's like trepidation again, you know, like I'm genuinely worried about, like, what we're gonna do this season now, and it's a concern. And I, you know, I'll find positives in anything that I see. I always look for positives, and I really struggled there today. I struggled to understand how Mel Lawley stays on the pitch, because I didn't see anything that she did that was, you know, of any benefit to what we were trying to do.
She kept firing it in. She didn't cross it in. It was like an absolute ping arrow into the box. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, so nobody can do anything. But again, it's like we had one player in the box most of the time, and it was only like the last 10-15 minutes where you thought, actually, we had enough players in there to maybe try it. You know, if the ball drops to them, they might be.
So
able
on that,
Philippa,
before I bring John in, I thought Dean was a positive. I thought when she came on, I thought she was great, frankly. Yeah. And there was runs that she was making that weren't getting picked up. No one was actually getting on the end of them. I thought Dean was great.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I would like to see in the next game both Kiernan and Dean play. I think basically, you know, force the game onto the opposition, give them something to worry about. And if you've got both Dean and Kiernan up front, to me, there's a bit of everything there.
Both playing central.
Yeah, both playing central. Not one out wide, not one playing out of position. I mean, you know, I was talking about Kerry Holland before, and for me, I felt like she was being played out of her, you know, her best position today. I like to see her through the middle, and for me, she was out wide far too often. And that's not a criticism of Kerry. She was obviously being asked to do a particular job there. But, you know, we've done this far too often, trying to put players, you know, in square pegs in round holes, and it didn't work for us last year. It didn't work for us the year before, so don't do it again this year.
One of the things I think strange, John, is that we know the talent that Cairns has got and that Furness have got. The two of them have both got. And yet you see that game today and the way in which they're both employed, and you don't get the best out of either of them. And then that's what I found quite difficult to watch, really, is that both are obviously really, really good players, but they were never quite in tune. You wonder if there might have to be either A, decision to be made, or B, just a shake-up in terms of what the shape is, in order to be able to get the best and to be able to express themselves and be really good footballers, which they are.
Yeah, and that's where I disagree with Amy a little bit, because Amy said she felt like she was watching the same as last year. I thought it was worse, to be honest with you, because I was like... Brilliant. I just felt, sorry, Amy.
Sorry, I just completely forgot. It's fine.
No, but like, no, but you, when you said it was, you felt like you were watching the same as last year, like, there was more fight, there was more purpose, there was more, like, I could see what they were trying to do. It wasn't working, but it felt like at least they were, you know, they were, you know, you could see the manager's instructions and you could see what they were trying to do, and you thought they were playing for Vicky. Today, I was like, I was just bemused watching it, and I was like, waiting for it to click in, and I just didn't see it. I didn't really understand where Rachel Furniss was really playing, to be honest with you, or what she was supposed to do. I say Missy Bow, she's, you know, player of the year last year, voted us by the fans, and you know, she just wasn't really in the game, and I was like, what are people trying to do, like, on the pitch? I didn't get it. And as I say, last year it was frustrating because, you know, we play well and not take our chances and then concede and draw 1-1. Whereas today, I thought we were genuinely poor, and I never thought that last season much, to be honest with you, especially at home. You know, maybe a couple of times away we weren't great, but at home, I've generally thought we always played well, even if we didn't get the right results. And today, I thought,
at least in patches. Yeah.
Whereas today, I thought they were crap, to be honest with you. And up until the last 15-20, where the subs come on and look like they wanted to try and win a game of football for Liverpool, and fair play. So, yeah, I'm frustrated, but I'm, at the same time, you know, I think, you know, the sub showed enough to hopefully them start, and the manager will have learned a lot from today. He's a great manager. Look what he's done. He's a brilliant manager, and there's good footballers there as well. So I'm not writing the season off. I'm not writing the team off, but it's a bad day at the office for a lot of people.
I just want Matt Beard to be bold for the next game. The players who played well today, play them in the next game. Don't reward players for not performing.
Yeah.
You know, that's something for me that we've done a little bit too much of in the past, is we've stuck with players that haven't done it for us, and therefore you end up 2-3 games down the road and you've not got the results that you need. Raza Roberts, for me, just has to start games. She's an outstanding player. She wears a heart on her sleeve. She puts her foot in, and
but more than that, she's also got quality.
Exactly. You know, like she came on, and you felt like we had a threat all of a sudden down the right hand side.
Massively.
She linked up really well with Ash Hodgson as well.
Yeah. Ash Hodgson was brilliant when she came on. Now, it's a difficult one because I don't expect Ash Hodgson to start games at the moment, but. You know, for me, she's an outstanding player to come on off the bench. I would like to see Raza on the right, and I would like to see Kerry Holland more in the centre. And whether or not that is that Missy Bowkern's asked to drop out or Rachel Furniss asked to drop out, I'm not too sure. But
I thought Carla Humphries looked lively when she came on.
She did. I mean, she's a really technical player.
She shot from outside the box as well.
Nobody else did.
It makes such a difference just trying it. Yeah, you always have to play the ball into the net. You can shoot
just
from
do something.
The keeper wasn't as agile
but
as she thought.
She also linked it nicely, I thought.
Yeah.
She did. I thought Carla, when she came on, she was good. As I said, like, just taking that little bit more of a risk. I think she, all of the signings I thought that we had, I thought Leanne Kiernan was great as well. I thought she was full of energy. Running down the wing and this, like, moving. I mean, she wasn't getting much service as the nine up top, so she was moving more to the side and catching it down the wing. But just the energy, it felt like there were energy in certain areas of the pitch, but not fluid throughout, which is which I think is something that we need to just improve on for next week, because we just need to win games to get promoted ultimately.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Carla Humphrey didn't start. I think I said on a few podcasts this week, one with yourself, Neil, that I thought she was somebody who Matt Beard was a big fan of. She's very technical on the ball. I thought she'd have a bit of a playmaker role, and I sort of expected her, and she might still become this, but I expected her to be kind of that main focal point in midfield this season. So
someone who moves it from defence to attack.
Exactly that. And so I think I completely agree when she came on. I think she made a massive difference. And I was really disappointed not to see her in the starting lineup. But I think this is where the difficult question comes in that Philip has raised is it probably has to be either one of Bo or Rachel Furniss who drop out of the midfield. Personally, I think I know that, you know, Rachel Furniss doesn't particularly like the position in terms of being a number nine, but I would like to see her play in that number nine role with with the likes of Kerry Holland and, you know, maybe coming on and then and having Carla and probably Nifahi in midfield. I'd like to see how that pans out. I don't think we've really seen that before, that kind of dynamic. But yeah, I think the positive thing is, as we said, the subs came on, they made a difference. There's clearly options there. And I think one thing we can say is that there probably is a bit more squad depth this season.
So would you want to see Furness go to 9 ahead of Rhianna Dean?
Not to start off with. I just think that's an option, perhaps later on in the season. Because personally, I don't think with the players in and around Rachel Furness at the moment, I don't think we're getting the best out of her in terms of being in that kind of number 10 role. I think we've seen that the players who came on in midfield, there was a better shape about Liverpool, there was a better purpose with the likes of Carla and Neve in that midfield, as opposed to having Beau and Rachel Furness. So if that means that, you know, Rachel Furness has to fight her way into the team in a different position, then maybe.
Yeah, I'd quite like to see a bit of a tight, narrow 4-4-2, which has Furness close to Dean from what I just saw there. I thought Dean was great when she came on, honestly. I thought she was everything that I would ever want any number nine to be in terms of combativeness, in terms of movement, in terms of, you know, just sort of trying to break lines. I thought she was great, just in a brief cameo there. Play of the match, John?
I thought Taylor Hines played well. I'll probably go with Taylor.
Yeah, I'm the same. Taylor Hines, and it's disappointing when you're playing somebody like London City Lionesses that we're looking at a defender basically being player of the match, but nobody else stood out for long enough for me.
I thought Jazz Matthews did well,
yeah,
in terms
did.
Of just securing the back line and sort of you could see what she was trying to do. She was trying to knock it over for runners to run onto, but I don't think the attackers were having any of it today.
Yeah, I think in the first half Jay Bailey started strongly, yes. and then she massively tailed off. Yeah, I think overall I agree with Neil on the whole. I think Dean came on and by far made the biggest difference. So Matt, she'll be my player of the match.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much to John, to Philippa, to Amy and to Emma. Harriet for producing. It has been our post-match show. We are disappointed. You get to be disappointed. Literally, that's part of it. But the fact of the matter is this, that in a couple of weeks' time, Liverpool will play Bristol City at Prenton Park. You should come down and be part of all of this. Before then, they play Watford away from home. But do come and be part of it at Prenton Park. It was good today with the crowd. It was good that it felt full. It was good that it felt lively. It was a pleasure to be here. Around. Do come again very, very soon. If you're listening to this and you're wondering, do come and be part of it. It's all right to sometimes get beat. The point of all of this has been that we're at the start of a very specific journey. That journey has got no sign of stopping, but Liverpool, my God, please just be a little bit better. Sports Social Podcast Network.